Republican Ron Johnson may have spent years running a plastics company in Oshkosh, but one of his Milwaukee campaign visits this fall was to a kayak, canoe, and camping store.
Are there some good rapids in Wisconsin? I mean, are there some pretty decent places where you can...
Wausau has an official whitewater competition course.
Oh, okay.
Johnson says he loves to get outdoors.
I'm a canoeist. I've done a lot of canoeing and camping in the Boundary Waters, and yeah, I love a camping store, no doubt about it.
Johnson also told the Milwaukee Press Club last month that he's a huge environmentalist.
I don't know how many people you know that actually save their McDonald's coffee cups and recycle them. I do that. I do. You know, I'm pretty efficient. I'm pretty frugal.
Johnson says his business recycles scrap plastic. He gets his drinking water from a well and says he backs groundwater protection. More about Johnson in a moment, but Democratic incumbent Russ Feingold says he has a voting record of protecting the environment and natural resources. His favorite green vote?
Probably the making the Paso Islands a national lakeshore.
Environmental groups say Feingold has done much more for the planet. The League of Conservation Voters says Feingold scores 95 out of 100 points for his Senate career. And yesterday, more environmental groups endorsed the senator, praising his actions to help the Great Lakes, fight invasive species, and protect wildlife, including preventing oil drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Feingold says he wants to do more to limit big oil.
It is my honor to welcome your Senator Russ Feingold.
Public television host Tavis Smiley introduced Feingold at a forum before this month's Farm Aid concert in Milwaukee. During the session, musicians like Willie Nelson and Neil Young urged more support for biofuels and to cut subsidies for oil companies. Feingold says he agrees that should be done.
Well, I think it would be part of a good piece of legislation that has to do with renewable energy sources. I think that easier than it sounds.
Ron Johnson wavered some this summer about selling his stock in the troubled petroleum company BP, but says he has now dumped his shares. He says, though, it's not realistic to make a big move away from fossil fuels.
And I think the reality situation is we are going to be a fossil fuel-based economy for decades. We have to realize that. We're going to have to, you know, in an environmentally safe and sensitive manner, we're going to have to extract that from the earth.
Johnson says the U.S. also needs to be more aggressive about expanding nuclear power.
Both France and Japan get about 80% of their power from nuclear. We should go in that direction. It's, by the way, a very green way of producing energy.
Senator Feingold said this week it would be dangerous to add nuclear power.
Because of the accidents that have occurred and the fact that we haven't been able to figure out a way to dispose of the waste, we have open casks of nuclear waste right here in Wisconsin.
The casks are made of concrete and steel and are in protected areas outside of the Point Beach and Kewaunee nuclear power plants. But the containers may be there for many more years. Finally, Feingold and Ron Johnson disagree about climate change. Johnson says climate science is not proven and that sunspots have played a big role in some warming of the planet. Feingold has ridiculed that idea and puts more faith in the evidence and projections about human-caused warming. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.